Hey, happy 25th birthday, Jesse Clark. Here's to a great year and a great guy. Now you can rent a car. Jesse, for those of you who don't know, helps run the Twitter and Facebook accounts for the Houston Texans, so you wouldn't be able to watch this if it weren't for Jesse. And currently on Facebook Live, it's Jesse Clark's birthday cake delivery. What's going on, bro? I made this just for you. Happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
What do you have to say? We're live on Facebook.
Thank you, Judy. Mom.
First question comes from David Wheeler Lale. Dear Drew, do you think making Brady sit on the bench and chewing clock is the best way for us to win? I do. Yeah, that's a good idea, David. I agree, yeah. Keeping Brady on the bench and keeping the Texans' offense on the field is not only great for your defense, it's just great because the more time Tom Brady's on the field, the more time he can't score touchdowns. Now, that's all got to be with the idea of you're being clean with the ball. You're not turning the ball over on special teams either, which is what shot the Texans in the foot the last time. Justin Chastain, Dear Drew, will you miss all of these wonderful questions come postseason? No, I won't, because Dear Drew is all year long, 365 days a year. Vil Money Money, will Tom O'Brien switch to Tom Savage during a playoff game if the offense has no movement? I could see that happening, but doesn't matter because Brock Osweiler moved the offense last week, and then in the second half, the Texans played keep away and burned off the clock against the Raiders. So, could happen, but it's probably not going to need to. JM Reyna, Dear Drew, is beating New England as good as taking a long nap after eating pozole, or better? It's going to be much better, and it's going to be even better than taking a nap while bathing in pozole. Jonathan Lovell, Dear Drew, how are the Texans going to put pressure on Tom Brady to throw him off of his game? Well, you got that guy, Jadeveon Clowney. You got that other guy, Whitney Merciless. You got that other guy, DJ Reader. Those guys have been really, really strong getting after the quarterback the last few weeks. Bill Belichick is good at negating what your strengths are. So if he's able to do that, you're going to need some of the others to come in and put pressure on Brady and then have the secondary play the game of their lives. Sandy Cato, Dear Drew, thanks for coming by the Blue Crew last Saturday. It was nice seeing you guys out amongst the heart and soul of Texan fandom. Question, can you take me with you to New England? I'm sorry, but my suitcase isn't big enough. I can only fit some clothes in there and some like toiletries and maybe a good book to read. But maybe next time, Sandy. Andrew Gonzalez says, Dear Drew, the key to stopping the Patriots is stopping the run. Yeah. When Garrett Blunt and company had 180 plus yards on the ground the first time you played them, if they do that again, you've got no chance. You've got to stop the run, and you've got to force some errors someplace else. So, yes, for sure. And David, that was a good question. So good, you win scratch off. So email and then scratch away and win. Facing the Death Star. But hey, what happened to the Death Star? You know.